Good morning. Welcome to our Saturday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. For all of those that live here in the United States, where I do, happy birthday to America. And as we celebrate the freedom that we have in this country, may we hold fast to the freedom that we have in Christ. And remember that the freedom that God gives us, and I believe it's the freedom that we have in Christ as well as the freedom that He gives us through the nations that we live in, isn't designed for selfishness. It's designed for us to be able to serve, to share Jesus, to be the ambassador of reconciliation that we talked about yesterday. And so this week we've been talking and praying about being reconciled and taking a look each morning about some aspect of how God reconciles us to Himself, how we ought to be involved in sharing the good news of being reconciled with God. And today we're going to wrap up the week talking and praying about being reconciled in order to be holy. Just as we're reconciled through the work of God, we're made holy or declared holy through that process. It's not that we get good enough that all of a sudden we're holy. It's God cleanses us and sets us apart for His exclusive use. Colossians 1, verse 22 says, "But now He," that is Jesus, "now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation." You've been purified by Christ. God has set this in motion. He's created this plan. He's implemented it so that you and I can be reconciled with God through Jesus. And that's accomplished through the death of Christ. It's accomplished through our death to sin, by being united with Christ in His death so that we live with Christ in His life. And He does this in order that we may be presented as holy. We're going to be talking next week, and Sunday we'll begin this focus on being pure. And sometimes we, in our mind at least, equate holiness with purity. And one of the reasons that they're so tightly connected is they're in relation to God. Holiness has to do with being set apart for God, being cleansed and purified for His use. Now, in most things, we can set something apart for a specific use, and it may or may not need to be holy. It may or may not need to be pure. Depends what we're using it for. But when it's the things of God, then that purity is required for it to be holy, to be set apart for Him. And so that connection makes holiness almost feel out of reach, because we know ourselves. We know human nature because, well, it's in us. But when we focus in on God's desire that we're instruments of His, then He's the one that cleans us. You go into surgery, I would expect, and you would anticipate that all of the instruments being used are clean. They're lined up on the tray and set apart for the exclusive use at that particular time of the surgeon that's in charge of your surgery. They can be set apart for that use and, for whatever reason, fail to be clean, and you would probably object if you noticed, if you knew about it. But those instruments, even though they're set apart for the use of the surgeon, don't become clean by themselves. The process. And we trust that that process has taken place. It's been certified by someone in charge. And they're all wrapped and sealed and we believe in the process, or we would never have surgery. And in the same way, as instruments of God's mercy, we don't clean ourselves. We've been cleansed by the one in charge. We've been set apart for His use. And as those who are reconciled with God, it's in that process of reconciliation that God deals with the sin. So that the concepts of being set apart for His use and being holy and being pure are all tied together. And we can do our job. We can fulfill our purpose because the Master has cleansed us. And because the Master is holding us in His hand. And the Master is using us according to the design that He Himself put in place. And so as we celebrate this weekend, as you consider freedom, be holy. Be set apart for God's use. Not of your own work, but of His calling. And as you live a life of holiness, be useful in the Master's hand, as you live with that freedom to serve, to love, to be that ambassador of reconciliation. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need to be reconciled with You because You've given us Jesus and the sacrifice for sin, the cleansing by His blood. And so God, today, help us to be more aware of what it looks like and feels like to be holy. And Father, for those times where we shrink back because we know we're not pure in our mind or our thoughts. We know we're not good enough. Remind us that You've set us apart for Your use. You've declared us holy as You've reconciled us to Yourself through Your Son Jesus. And as those who are laid out on Your tray, You've cleansed us. You've sealed us with Your Spirit. And we're available for Your use as You see fit. not by some whim, but by your own design. And God, help us today to be reconciled with you, to be reconciled with one another in a way that makes us useful in your hand. May we live as those who are set apart for your exclusive use, not loaning ourselves out to the world, but living in the world, being used by you to not only share Jesus, but to share in this ministry, this proclamation of reconciliation through Jesus. So God, today, as we live as yours, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our This has been our Saturday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.